Okay, it's time to talk wheels. It's the Car Guy Show with automotive consumer tips, industry updates, interviews, and enthusiast news. If you care about cars, this show's for you. Now you're tuned in, so let's get tuned up with your host. Here he is, Steve Ford, the Car Guy.
Hello and welcome to another segment of the Car Guy Show here, coming at you from the broadcast tower of News Talk 990 KTMS and at the speed of light on the World Wide Web. We're connecting you to automotive consumer and enthusiast news, insights, and interviews anywhere you're hearing our signal in Santa Barbara and the surrounding communities. In today's program, the topic we're going to put up on the list is an important spotlight on the changing laws related to passenger safety in automobiles. Since last year, there have been new laws in California that impact some of the little people who depend on us for the best care, best knowledge, and best practices. And the topic today is for more than those of you who are already parents of small children, as this week is National Child Passenger Safety Week and part of the entire month for state and national child safety advocates looking to increase everybody's awareness. Now, in any other week here on the Car Guy Show, we might be talking about impressive levels of vehicle horsepower or 0 to 60 times of the best performing machines, but there's another statistic to encourage you to listen for new awareness about kids and infants. And maybe you're a parent, maybe you're a cousin or a grandparent, or maybe even a neighbor of a family with little folks. What do we all need to know? Well, the other side of 0 to 60 times are 60 to 0 times. That is when a vehicle crashes. Consider this. The kinetic energy of an object in an impact is subject to a multiple of the G-force. For example, a 10-pound baby subjected to 30 Gs, which is the force encountered when a vehicle slows from 60 to 0, traveling to a stop across a distance of about 4 feet. That 10-pound baby will effectively weigh 300 pounds against anything the baby's restrained by. And without a baby or child safety seat, that could be a sharp or blunt object inside the car or the car's windshield, or worse, exiting the car completely. The good news is that with the right information updated today in compliance with the new laws on child safety, it's worth our knowing the latest updates we big people need to know to protect our little people. And that's straight ahead in today's main segment. For the immediate, though, we received an email from listener Brian Piccone, who asked if we could hear from Professor Crankshaft again with his infinite wisdom and the professors on the line for a lighter note again before we get serious here today. Hello, Professor Crankshaft, and thanks for taking a moment out of your day to visit with us here again.
Well, you know, Steve, I listen.
Where do we go with that? Does that mean you're pleased or not?
Well, now that you've asked me, I'll tell you. I listen. I've always been frank with you, Steve. Now you know that.
Yes, Professor, I appreciate that.
So when I heard you had Dr. Hydrogen on a few weeks back, when I was listening.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're out there.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. Yeah. Look, Steve, I'm not one to simply be political about this, but have you ever heard the term equal time?
Yeah, so you have a few minutes here.
Let me say this about that. Do you want me to offer some of my automotive tips today, or do you want some of my jokes?
What do you got?
Well, you know, we just have all these changes in the way people talk in society. I mean, where's all this stuff come from?
It's just the changing nature of what's another way to phrase things.
Well, sure.
Right?
Let's just keep going. Yeah. How about this for the 21st century lingo? What do you call a female seagull?
I don't know. What do you call a female seagull?
A seagull. Yeah.
Okay, not bad. Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, I heard you and Dr. Hydrogen mention how technology is coming into the 21st century. Now, do you think technology is taking over, Steve? What do you think?
Well, sometimes I wonder, you know, when you see a movie like The Terminator.
Just Hollywood. Now, yeah. Here's one that could happen. Now, why did the printer get sent to the school principal?
I don't know. It failed the test. I don't know.
The printer got sent to the principal because it copied someone's test. Okay. Terrific. Just right. Great. Here's another. Yeah. How about how people's fashions change? Now, you want to talk clothing? Now, listen.
Is this another joke?
Yeah, you tell me. Do you believe this?
Yeah.
What did the hat say to the tie? It said, you hang on, I'll go ahead.
Love it.
You hang on, you know, the tie.
Okay, I got it.
The hat says, I'll go ahead.
All right. Hey, you know, you're fun, Professor Crankshaft.
You know, Steve, if you misbehave in society, you know where we'll send you, Steve?
To prison.
Yeah. Which leads me to this last question. What kind of phone do you use in jail? This one's easy, Steve.
Yeah.
A cell phone. Get it? Yeah. Call from your cell. Yeah. Right, these are great.
We're coming up on a break in seconds, Professor.
This is good for a farewell. Okay. What did the baseball glove say to the ball? Catch you later. Did you get that, Steve?
I got it. A glove catches, so it says to the baseball.
Yeah, catch you later.
Yeah, I got it. I think people get it.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Terrific. Great to have you on for a moment, everybody.
Always with you, Steve, out here. Professor, you know, all the best to you and your folks out there listening.
All right.
With us.
Thanks, Professor. You're great. Appreciate your time.
And away we go. Back into the more serious topic that means a lot to us all. New insights on child passenger safety we can all use to be better informed straight ahead. Thanks for being on board. You're tuned into the Car Guys Show on News Talk 990 KTMS.
When it comes to keeping your wheels looking like new, the majority of auto glass businesses have state-of-the-art tools and equipment. What is harder to find are the industry-certified craftspeople and the highest levels of service. Tri-County Auto Glass. Rock chip repairs or glass replacement with lifetime repair credit, a positive word-of-mouth reputation may bring you in. Courtesy, quality, and that new window glass shine will bring you back. Tri-County Auto Glass, downtown Santa Barbara, 963-6200. That's 963-6200.
In the old-time movies, you used to see an automobile junkyard as a place with rusty old wrecks and big cranes scrapping obsolete machines. Those days were black and white, and today's a world of digital full color. And in the new era of the green car, Steelhead Auto Recycling is at the leading edge of used auto parts. As new and future cars approach 100% recyclability, more than 70% of even older car and truck parts find new life as they come back in service at Steelhead Auto Recyclers, which means huge savings for you. You'll save on major parts such as engines and transmissions, but you can also repair and refresh your wheels with money-saving body trim and accessory parts from hubcaps to glass, doors, fenders, taillights, and accessories. With a full-service counter and national parts search power and the new self-service section at Steelhead Auto Recycling, you'll save both ways. Plus the security of a full 90-day warranty on all parts. Digital on the web at buyused.net or analog by phone at 683-8557. That's 683-8557. Steelhead Auto Recycling.
Hey, you know about getting the job done right. If you want it done right, do it yourself. Well, that's what car and truck buffs, owners of classics, custom cars, and wise consumers know when they visit Daily Car Bath, Santa Barbara's downtown coin-operated car wash supercenter for more than 40 years. After discovering Daily Car Bath for my own cars, I've returned to give my machines the superior wash and cleaning care that all car buffs appreciate. At Daily Car Bath, you'll find premium hog's hair wash brushes with conditioned soft water and five stalls with foaming high-sudsing auto shampoo that literally floats debris off your vehicle's finish, along with consistent high-pressure washing and available non-acid low-pressure wheel and tire cleaner. And for that special finish, DI&I spot-free rinse to help dissolve and eliminate mineral spot and spray wax formulated with clear coat protectant included in the cycle. See why Daily Car Bath is known as the place where customers send their friends. And take it from a fellow car buff. When it comes to the best in car care appearance, you'll find it all at Daily Car Bath. Open 24 hours a day at the corner of Anna Kappa and Coda Streets. Quality, economy, and that showroom shine. Welcome back. And as we promised before the break, please join me to move right into a consumer, motorist, and community awareness topic that is worthwhile for the children in the topic up on the lift here at the Car Guys Show today. Thanks for joining us. You're tuned into News Talk 990 KTMS.
You know, the automobile has so many dimensions, and it's pretty amazing to me as an automotive journalist and a former technician and an instructor over the years teaching people about cars. I find whether it's design or performance or engineering or the environment, tires or brakes or whatever you want to go into, technology or the vehicle itself, nothing more precious than the occupants inside the vehicle, and nobody more vulnerable than the children in the back seat or in the front seat, anywhere in the automobile. Every occupant's precious, but always the children are relying on the adults to make the right decisions. My guest today, talking about vehicle safety for the occupants, and specifically children, is Elaine Benno, who is a spokesperson for the Automobile Club of Southern California. It's my pleasure to be able to move in and talk about children in the automobile. Elaine, welcome back to the Car Guy Show.
Well, thank you very much for having us again.
It's always educational. And the Automobile Club of Southern California has many facets to it, and one of them is informing motorists about safety and safety laws and requirements like passenger safety seats. And Elaine, this past week across the United States, or is it California only, has been National Child Passenger Safety Week.
That's correct. It's okay. Across the country, yes.
Across the country. And in California, the Automobile Club of Southern California has been campaigning, and you put out press releases and information for the media, and I'm grateful to be able to go into some specifics right here out of Santa Barbara and join you among so many others to help inform adults and perhaps even children listening to be able to know what is required and why it's required and what is safe. What captivates me right off the top is to learn from you some of the statistics that might grab the audience to have them stop and pause and say, my gosh, you know, I didn't know these statistics. And I think that might be a great place to start. Can we do that?
I sure can.
Okay.
In fact, I think your audience would be a little bit shocked to find out that just in 2009 and 2010, there were 10,212 fatalities and injuries that involved children newborn to age 7. They were involved in car crashes, and that's a really large number of young people involved in car crashes.
Pardon me, more than 10,000?
More than 10,000 children newborn to age 7.
Got it. Yeah.
They were either killed or injured in car crashes. The numbers were even greater, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
Sure.
And we have progressed not only in our knowledge about children, but our knowledge about cars and car seats and the methods to improve safety for children inside cars.
Okay. I know as a parent, I've got an 8-year-old, I've got a 13-year-old. My 8-year-old is sort of saying, you know, can't I be done with this child safety seat yet? And I'm saying, well, you know, you're right on the mark, right? And that was revised as a California law last year?
Yes, last year. And it also increased not just in the weight of the child, but the 2012 law increased from age 6 to age 8, the age that children must remain properly secured in a car seat or a booster seat in the back seat.
Okay. So why would that change occur, by the way?
Well, research has gotten better into children and the way children develop. And children are still developing physically from age 6 to age 8. And the chances are better for their survival and also preventing injuries by keeping them in a car seat, a booster seat, and in the back seat for the higher age, the age 8.
So some kind of studies probably pointed to the value of that extra step?
Yeah, yes, there's been studies and research that also not only is the children developing their body, but they're getting taller. So that's part of this rationale as well, is you're taller, you're bigger, you're a little more developed at age 8 than you are at age 6. At age 6, you're still pretty, you know, fragile and smaller. And
sure.
The bigger and the taller is better to remain in the car seat to prevent injury.
It's a cocoon, sort of, that extra protection
protection for a little bit longer.
Okay. Now, people might be listening and thinking, well, I know about child safety seats, but I have to tell you something. I see, to my dismay as a parent, and I trust other people who are parents or may not have children or maybe grandparents and don't have the kids in the house and so on, or, you know, empty nesters or what have you, they may get a little bit objective. So a parent with a young child is going to be more sensitive to this topic. But just for everybody's awareness, when I pull up to an intersection, I trust other people can relate to this picture. There are kids who are small, under 6, under 7, standing up in the back seat, leaning against the seats as the parent drives through the intersection or off from a green, you know, light turns green, and you see those kids attached to nothing. No seatbelt, no child safety seat. Where do you go with helping drive this point forward, and are we able to look at some of the options that you must have been promoting all week in California and across the country right now with this whole campaign to raise awareness? What are some of the things you want people to know, even if they think they're doing everything right?
Well, exactly. You've got, on one hand, you've got families that are not restraining children at all. So, for example, in 2011, over one-third of the children killed in car crashes were not in car seats, and they were not wearing a seatbelt at all.
Okay.
And that's one group.
30%?
Yes,
unbelievable.
30%.
Okay.
And then attempts to even put a child in a car seat or a booster seat, there's the seats have gotten better.
Right.
But there's lots of different manufacturers of seats, and there's also different automobiles where a seat will fit in most types of automobiles but might not fit in others. So that set of folks, 73% of the child restraints where people are trying to do the right thing,
right,
they're not installed correctly.
I could fall in that category, pardon me, Elaine, because yes. What you're saying makes me think, well, how would I know that I'm doing it right or wrong unless I talk to a safety professional like a fire department person or someone else you may recommend in today's program? Before we end, it'd be neat to be able to pass along some of the tips you might have, and in the interim to develop why we should care. One size, one seat doesn't fit all. Where do you go from here?
Well, that's why it's so important to talk about it this week,
right,
when there's so much heightened awareness about it.
Yeah.
Also, the campaign extends throughout the month,
right,
of September to,
right,
draw attention to it. And, of course, the traffic safety educators and those people that you mentioned, the firefighters,
yep,
also the California Highway Patrol,
right,
and also hospitals,
right,
try all year long to draw attention to the fact that they want you to get your baby started in the right seat right away when you're taking the baby home for the first time from the hospital after the baby's born.
Yeah.
So, yes, it gets a little complicated, but everything has been made better.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of groups that want to help, and we can talk about specifics later on.
Okay.
And everybody usually will try to go into a store and look for a car seat that fits their car.
Well, that is kind of the margin where I'm trying to define a little tighter. I'm getting the impression that if you have a passenger car or a pickup truck or a van, your seat purchase should be made in consideration of the type of vehicle you're putting the seat into. Am I hearing that correct? Is that what you're saying? Or is,
yes,
it?
Yes. Okay. You want to make sure that the seat that you're buying is going to work with the car that you have. The majority of the car seat manufacturers, they're going to make sure their seat fits the majority of the vehicles. What,
sure,
we just want to convey today is just to make sure, just to be aware that your car seat will work with your vehicle.
Okay.
I think the majority of the car seats are going to fit both types of vehicles.
Okay. So it's unusual that you'd have a circumstance where the seat would not fit the truck and the car, but you should know.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Just to see if there's anything.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. The basic facts to get across today and with your audience is to make sure they have the correct seat. And when we say that, we mean for the age and the weight of your child.
Right.
And that also you're putting your child in the back seat.
Okay, now that brings me to the airbag issue. Folks are largely aware that an airbag deploys like a punch from Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali.
You want to put the child turned around, and you also want the child in the back seat.
Okay. And if folks haven't learned this already, if the child safety seat with a baby, with the head positioned facing the forward of the car, that kind of seat, that early infant and baby seat, when the airbag deploys, I think 90% of the audience probably knows this, Elaine, you know where I'm going, that airbag will go directly against the area where the head of the child is, and very few infants can take that kind of a blow from an airbag.
Yeah, you can't put rear-facing infants in the front seat,
perfect,
of a vehicle with an active airbag.
Very good. And, of course, even the small children of the lap belt who might be beyond the safety seat, you're still taking a chance if you put them in the front seat. I'm just taking liberty to think of that for my own use. Is there some validity to that?
Well, you want the children up to the age, the legal requirement, age 8, you want them in the back seat.
Right. When do you move a child to the front seat?
You actually should leave your children in the back seat until 13.
Perfect. Now I know, because when my daughter says, I want to climb in the front seat, I can say, all right, well, you're 13. Now she can look at me and say, you got that right, Pop, right?
Right.
Okay.
The reason, you know, why 13 is, it's car crashes are the leading cause of death for children from age 1 to 13.
Well, what's the margin change with a 13-year-old suddenly? Why does that year change the issue?
You're talking about moving into the teenage years,
yeah,
where children are getting bigger and,
yeah,
sturdier.
Sure.
And so the most protection for age 1 to 13 is in the back seat.
Got it. The frontal area, people don't know necessarily, but the driver and passenger front, according to safety statistics, I think many people probably know, the fatalities of crashes are greater. Even if you have 4 people in a 4th passenger vehicle, the front seat is always the more vulnerable, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so you can't drive from the back seat, but you can certainly love your family and put your kids in the back seat. Got it. And 13 years old is the margin for a person going from the back seat to the front if you need them to sit sit in front.
Yeah, and everyone needs to assess their child. Meaning, if I had a very small, petite 13-year-old, right, I would leave them in the back seat.
Got it. So, if in doubt, let them pout. They can sit in the back.
They can sit in the back.
I'm just kidding. I'm trying to come up with a tagline for that. You know, a bumper sticker that says, "Leave them in back seat." You know, if in doubt, let them pout.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Sticker.
Thanks. I'm just trying to have fun with it. I feel very fortunate to have a wife who reads up on this type of a topic and knows more than I do, for the reason of having purchased the child safety seats that we've had since our children were babies. And I believe she said at one point to me, you don't want to have, if you get a secondhand one, let's say someone gives you a child safety seat, you run a risk of a couple of things. Number one, there's been evolution in the engineering and safety and technology of child safety seats, so you should go online and type in the brand name to learn that that child safety seat hasn't had a recall or some other concern about safety in that seat itself. Is that a concern that some might have, being given a secondhand child safety seat from a family and finding out that there may be some issue you need to know about on that particular brand if you didn't buy it brand new?
That's a fair concern. Yeah. You wouldn't want to take a seat that had some sort of problem with it,
right,
or had a defect, or had been recalled.
Right, that the prior owner might not have even known about his or herself.
Perhaps,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also, you don't know if that car seat has been in a car accident.
Right, right. Like think about motorcycle helmets. I know if you drop a motorcycle helmet, it's almost automatic. You have to replace it because it could have developed a hairline crack and you might not know about it. So it's been compromised.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's the same idea.
Yeah.
That's the same idea.
Okay. So then moving into beyond statistics, beyond some of the legalities, are there any more laws that we know? We've got 8 years old.
Children age 8 or older who are 4'9 or taller may move into the seatbelt if it fits properly. The baby's going to grow, and you're going to move from an infant seat to a booster seat to the safety belt.
Well, then that gives folks an understanding about the margin between that birth of a child to that point where the child can graduate to just being held by the lap and shoulder belt, and being sure that shoulder belt's properly positioned. So can we move then to some of the recommendations you might have here that would highlight where people can go with this information? I know this is almost a show about a class. We're doing kind of a little clinic over the radio waves here and on the internet about folks learning those important tips about child safety in the vehicle. Where do we go with tips, websites, resources, and what can people do beyond this show in wanting to go to local CHP and other things that are available, the fire department, stopping by for advice from a EMT or somebody who knows exactly what it takes and wants to help you prevent anything from happening,
sure,
to your loved ones?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of events were held this week and will be held this month for Child Passenger Safety Week and Child Passenger Safety Month throughout September. But also, all year long, your California Highway Patrol office should be able to help you. If you're concerned that you don't have the installation done correctly, they'll take a look at this car seat for you and the way you've placed it in the car. Also, local hospitals tend to offer classes and will check car seats, usually,
right,
and your fire department. And then there's lots of traffic safety groups like the Auto Club and others who can help you as well.
If you go to the Automobile Club of Southern California office in Santa Barbara or Ventura or whatever community you're in, Los Angeles, you know, wherever you happen to go to your local office for your stops, is there a person there on staff who might be available typically to look at something, or is that strictly only by a clinic or class that might be put on?
Actually, it would be better to call for a clinic or a class through your CHP office, through your local community hospital.
Okay.
You have to be car seat certified technician,
yep,
in order to really be an expert in how the car seats are being installed.
Yeah.
And so we don't have that kind of person in every office.
Sure.
But we do have those resources in our traffic safety and community programs office.
Well, now, to that topic of available information, does the Automobile Club of Southern California website offer any link or button or anything on child safety?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have www.aaa.com/child safety, where you can find out more information about child safety and car seats.
So what,
also, the Auto Club child car seat technician, we have one that your listeners could call at 714-885-2312.
714-885-2312.
Yes.
And that person's a live person who will answer questions?
Yes, they can answer questions.
Okay.
Actually, some of the social media is very good. There's lots of moms who are on social media, on Facebook as well as Twitter.
Sure.
And so there are places in the social sphere to learn more about child passenger safety as well.
Oh, I bet. Like, there must be forums on picking the best child safety seat and feedback
sure.
on those. Yeah,
absolutely.
When I've gone shopping with my wife and my kids to buy some of these earlier child safety seats, I certainly enjoy the designs and the creativity. And my kids, you know, gravitate to the ones that are certainly guided by my wife, who's thoughtful about what they do, not so much how they look. But they've gotten pretty cool looking, I have to admit. My son has one that, and he's about to move out of it. It looks like it's a Recaro racing seat for a race car.
Sure.
It tries to make it cool to be safe. Child safety, it's cool to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Cool to be safe.
Yeah. And Elaine Benno from the Automobile Club of Southern California, again, I did write down, I'm going to go back to my notes, I want to be sure I touch on this. The website that they can go to again is www.aaa.com/child safety. And that's your website link for more information. Again, AAA, that's aaa.com/child safety. And then they can call your Orange County office if they want to speak with somebody at 714 area code 885-2312. 885-2312, 714. Giving you a jump start on your automotive knowledge. Elaine Benno, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. We really appreciate it. Thanks for helping us get the word out.
My pleasure. We have the opportunity to add one more element before we sign off for today, and that's the reality of what is it when you don't comply. And to help us out with that is Officer Leland Tang, who is the Public Information Officer for the California Highway Patrol. Officer Tang, welcome back to the Car Guy Show.
And thanks for having me.
I think that with you talking this week about the child safety, the whole week, as you're focusing on as well, National Child Passenger Safety Week touches your world. And you're informing people about not only how to install the seats and do things right this week throughout your divisions, but also for this particular piece for our radio program, I want to let people know that fines can be a factor to be an incentive beyond your child safety or in addition to your child safety. Tell us, what can the fines be as high as for not having a child safety seat or belted passengers in your car? Can you highlight some of that?
Varies based on where you live. And so, you know, here in Los Angeles County, it's somewhere in the high 400s. And so, you know, it can be, in some counties it can be higher than that, and in some counties it can be lower. But the base fine is definitely in the high 400s, which, and if you put it in the context of things, is more than a speeding ticket.
Some counties across the state of California can hit as much as $475.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the question I'd like to ask in follow-up to that is, what's the circumstance under which a person might be cited for not having a child restraint proper? Only in being pulled over, or do officers actually look over at vehicles going by?
It could be both. We applaud those that are using it, much better than not using it at all.
Right.
But making sure that you use it properly also will minimize injury.
Absolutely.
And we want to make sure that the children go unscathed, not even a bruise on them. And that's the ultimate goal.
And the infant and booster seats are part of that mission.
Exactly. And the booster seat, the whole purpose of the booster seat is really, you know, and I don't know if anyone explained it to you, but the reason why we have booster seats, and I always like to emphasize the why, is because we need to raise the child up so that the lap section of that lap shoulder belt sits firmly against the pelvic bone.
Right.
Now, without that lap, without that booster seat, without the belt positioning booster seat, the child actually sits too low, and then you have that lap belt across the abdomen, which is where our hollow organs are, and it's very dangerous. Our children are very resilient, and we found that in some cases, children will be involved in, you know, moderate to major collisions, and they're so resilient that they will literally walk around.
Yeah.
They'll be happy playing,
yeah.
And then, you know, within 24 hours, they die of internal injuries because, you know, they had massive internal bleeding due to the improper positioning of the lap belt.
Okay. Well, Officer Leland Tang from the California Highway Patrol, additional information that's just very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And thank all of you for joining us for this segment on the World of Wheels, and this brings us to the close of another visit with all of you here on the Car Guy Show. Join us here again next week for another segment from the Coastal Riviera, right here in Santa Barbara on News Talk 990 KTMS and the original Car Guy website at thecarguy.com. Keeping you car wise, I'm Steve Ford, the Car Guy.